Here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're recapping the Class 4A State Cross Country Meet that was held on Saturday. We're catching up with Indianola Girls Cross Country runners Addie Mason, Callie Laxton, Paige Hoger, and Avery Manny to discuss running at the state meet in Fort Dodge this past weekend.
Addie, getting the cap off your high school cross country career here in Fort Dodge, how special was that to be able to say that you qualified here in your final year running for the Indians?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. I'm just really thankful for it all, and I really love the memories all season, and I couldn't have asked for anything more.
And Callie, as a freshman, to be able to make it up here in your first year with the Indianola Girls Cross Country team, what did that mean to you to be able to make it up here?
It meant a lot, actually, because I really enjoyed running lately, so.
Yeah, and Paige, getting up here, getting to run at the state meet, just talk us through the experience that you had getting to run up here in a really good field of Class 4A girls cross country runners.
I just had a lot of fun competing one last time, and getting to come to stay at all was a great experience because that meant I was top 5 in many runners.
Absolutely. And Avery, looking at today, just having the opportunity to come up here, run in the Class 4A State Cross Country Meet, what did that mean to you to be able to get up here and compete among Iowa's best in Class 4A?
It meant a lot because I did not think it would happen at all.
Fair enough. And Addie, we talk about this, being your last time getting up here, it was kind of a unique circumstance here where you didn't necessarily get the team up here, but it kind of felt like you had a team with all but just one of the scoring members competing in this race. Take us through what that was like to be able to kind of share this experience with, three of your teammates.
Yeah, it really did feel like we had a team up here just because I had, other members of it, with me. I didn't feel alone, and it was really nice having, freshmen, step up and come with me.
And Callie, looking at this, just having that opportunity to come up here with not quite a full team, but about as close as you get to having a team without having that team. How much easier did that make things in preparation for your first state meet?
It helped a lot because, it sucked to run up here by yourself. So, yeah.
Fair enough. And Paige, as we talk about this, it's kind of a unique situation where you guys were able to qualify 4 members of the team up here. How much easier did that make the preparation and the race itself, knowing that you had teammates here to push you?
It was really helpful because the people who qualified with me, the people I base with and run with, so being able to still go to practice and run with them, knowing I'll be basing with them too, it was great.
That's awesome. And Avery, as we talk about it, just having that opportunity to have 4 members of the team up here, it's not something that you could say every year when the team isn't able to make it, that you basically have a team. What was that like to have these girls pushing you not only throughout practices but in this race as well?
It helped me run in the race because the girls that I'm running against on my team, I know that I can stick with them, and I know that they can always be there to push me.
Once again, that was Indianola girls cross country runners Addie Mason, Callie Laxton, Paige Hoger, and Avery Manny discussing running at the state meet in Fort Dodge on Saturday.